To the First Presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, dear brethren, the Church Audit Committee consists of three members who are independent of all church officers, employees, departments, and church-affiliated entities. We report directly to the First Presidency and have access to all records and personnel necessary to perform our responsibilities. The Church also has an auditing department that is independent of all other church operations and departments. The Church Auditing Department is separate from the Church Audit Committee. The Church Auditing Department staff consists of certified public accountants and other professionally qualified auditors. It has established procedures for audits of church operations in accordance with recognized professional auditing standards. This includes monitoring contributions and expenditures of local ecclesiastical units. The Church Audit Committee has reviewed the financial policies and procedures that provide controls over the contributions and expenditures of church funds and that safeguard assets of the church. We have also reviewed budgeting, accounting and reporting, and auditing systems for the year ended December the 31st, 1997. Expenditures of church funds for 1997 were authorized by the Council on the Disposition of the Tithes according to written policies. The Council is composed of the First Presidency, the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, and the Presiding Bishopric as prescribed under Revelation. Administration of approved budgets is controlled through the Budget Department under the direction of the Appropriation and Budget Committees. Church-affiliated businesses are managed by professionals who report to independent boards of directors. These businesses maintain their own accounting and reporting systems in compliance with accepted business practices and are audited by the Church Auditing Department and/or independent public accounting firms. Brigham Young University and other institutions of higher education are audited by independent public accounting firms. Based upon our review of financial, budgeting, and other control policies and procedures, and our review of all audit reports issued in 1997 and responses thereto, the Audit Committee is of the opinion that in all material respects, church contributions received and expended during the year December the 31st, 1997 have been managed in accordance with the revelation and established church policies and procedures. Respectfully submitted, Church Audit Committee, Ted E. Davis, Chairman, Donald D. Salmon, and Frank M. McCord.